in fairness, Noel, and it sounds like excuses, but we were on a 3-week run in here in terms of coaching and on the pitch. There was still a bit of joining up to go and a bit of time, but we knew it was such a compressed league, we just had to dig out results. Now, 3 points got us through and we're happy at that. So, you know, there was some good flowing moves. We need to be more clinical. But anyway, listen, our result's a result.
And ultimately, it is a result-driven business. But this today, or this past couple of weeks, you've also had a chance with a lot of players, and you just ended up cheering there, which is first time out in the SCU season, and he acquitted himself well. And all the guys, too, come on there and made a contribution.
Yeah.
But it's great now to be able to go back and look at the video and study and see the player, this is where you are, this is what needs to be done, or whatever.
Yeah. Well, 7 substitutions allows you a lot of play with subs, and you sort of want to put new energy in, you think it'll bring new energy. So there's multiple substitutions being made in this league. I don't know if they'll go back down to 5 in due course once COVID and the public emergency passes, but yeah, of course Tiernan got in and did very well and gives a bit of thrust. Conor Shields came on there at the end and handled his ball well. You know, hey, you need 30 plus players capable of doing it out on the field, and that's what we're working to. We've tried very difficult year to give lads a chance because there's no McKenna Cup, no lead in, and we've tried to balance it and try men, but you have to balance that with results, as you say, and that's the key moment.
The black card, Manoj's black card in the first half, was it a conscientious decision? A conscious decision that you took, considering that we can't afford, you know, particularly learning from the
McGee situation. Yeah. Ultimately, you know, a black card carries with it one more booking and you're gone, not replaced. And it's just too competitive out there to run that risk. And Cormac had to walk the line, and then we took the conscious decision to take him off.
Michael, what do you make of the advantage rule? Derek Canavan was through the first half. At least a point, possibly a setup for a goal.
Yeah.
And the referee's not allowed to allow play to corner.
Frank, it's very confusing. I think if it is I think those two men inside, which meant Dara would have drawn their defender and we could have had a walk-in goal. So I thought it was a clear goal opportunity and an advantage in it. Now, anything inside the 21 can be a penalty too, as we know we're inside the D. So listen, these rules are very, very difficult. I don't know, you saw the referee from end to end tonight and it was just a bit stuttered, to be honest, but anyway, that's life.
Do we need clarification on that rule? The players need to know what's going on, and managers and everybody.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I'm reluctant to be sore on referees in the circumstances of all these rules, but that one in particular is one that needs studied, and by the time the championship comes around this year, it could throw up a lot of stuff. One goal opportunity in those games is massive, and you work so hard to get it, but anyway, we'll look at it back.
Draw was probably a fair enough result. They had a big surge at the start of the second half. They obviously targeted the black card thing. We could manage that overly well, even from the kick out, I think, or from the throw in. We were a man down our defence, so we need to be a wee bit more tuned in. Maybe a wee bit more game management in those circumstances. So they definitely had a big push. And I suppose both teams look fatigued at times. I suppose the weather and only the games back to back, maybe teams are feeling it a wee bit, the hard ground too. But as I said, I think a draw was probably a fair enough result. We're maybe a wee bit disappointed we didn't win it because we let that chance go at the end, myself included. So we'll take it.
Trone finished the first half pretty well, considering that with the black card and everything else, they managed the situation there, and the ball for maybe 3.5 minutes. Retain possession and then conceded a free, which was the last kick of the half. Mm-hmm. And given the balance of what had happened, we felt pretty confident coming for the second half, but Mullen's start really did blow you away.
Really did. And I remember a couple of years ago here in Hayley Park, I think Darren Hughes got a black card or somebody from Mullen, and they game managed it fantastically for 4 or 5 minutes. I remember they kept the ball, the fans were booing and stuff, so we probably could have done that a wee bit better, but we'll take that learning into 2 weeks' time.
It was a tough game. I mean, at the end of the game at all, you could see the players were tired. Mm. You know, there was a pass that went astray, maybe the wrong options made, their decision making wasn't good. But it really was fraying there towards the end.
It was,
were you aware at any stage how the other game was going?
No, just after the game there, I heard that it was a draw, so that kept us up, and that was the main. It was a draw, wasn't it? And it made me look silly. Your body language there, you weren't really confirming it.
No, it was a draw, fair enough. I mean, I suppose it's similar last year to the Mayo game, going down there and getting that big result.
Yeah.
Today we're at home, different set of questions, different set of circumstances, but there's a bit of character showing there.
Yeah, that's maybe, 5 or 6 years now in Division 1, so that's always where you want to be, and that was the main aim before ball was kicked this year, was remain in Division 1. That's where you want to be, and thank God we've done that. So bonus territory now.